You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 10, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Intracommunal violence refers to violence occurring within Black communities, driven by a small number of individuals or groups. This violence is linked to economic conditions, historical trauma, and systemic disadvantages. The impact is significant, resulting in social and economic costs, including medical care, education, and justice system expenses. Violence reduces productivity, lowers property values, and disrupts community services. High rates of youth violence correlate with overall community violence, necessitating an understanding of its roots and community-based strategies. A harmful belief exists that Black individuals are inherently violent, perpetuated by societal messages and media. Young people often associate their worth with toughness and aggression, creating an environment where violence is seen as valuable. Capitalism exacerbates this issue, as some businesses profit from negative stereotypes of Black people, reinforcing images of criminality and inferiority. Historical dehumanization contributes to feelings of worthlessness, leading to self-destructive behaviors and violence within the community. Class stratification within the Black community has increased since the civil rights movement, which improved opportunities for some but left others behind. This divide has led to a sense of abandonment, where successful individuals may distance themselves from community issues, weakening bonds and support systems. The belief that drug trafficking is the primary cause of violence is misleading. Data from Baltimore's Western District in 2020 and 2021 indicated that only 14.5% of homicides were linked to drug trafficking, while personal disputes accounted for a larger portion of violence. Understanding these dynamics is essential for effective prevention strategies. Political efforts that demonize Black people do not contribute to real violence prevention and often distract from healing and community building. Credible messengers, such as formerly incarcerated individuals, can effectively communicate anti-violence messages and address internalized feelings of inferiority. Investing in organizations led by these individuals is crucial for fostering change. Community-driven strategies like group violence reduction strategies, GVRS, and community violence intervention, CVI programs, have proven effective in reducing violence. GVRS targets high-risk individuals, offering support and clear community expectations against violence. CVI programs unite community leaders, social service providers, and law enforcement to deliver anti-violence messages and interventions. These collaborative efforts aim to foster internal social pressure to deter violence and provide support for those seeking change. The success of violence prevention relies on the credibility of the messengers. Individuals with lived experience can connect with at-risk individuals in ways traditional authorities cannot. Their authenticity builds trust and opens doors for meaningful conversations about change. By sharing their journeys, they provide hope and demonstrate that a different path is possible. Effective violence prevention must be based on accurate data rather than assumptions. The narrative that drug trafficking is the primary cause of violence is often unsupported by evidence. Understanding the true circumstances leading to violence allows for targeted interventions focused on conflict resolution and mediation. A data-driven approach ensures resources are allocated effectively, addressing the most prevalent causes of violence. Addressing violence in Black communities requires a comprehensive approach that tackles root causes, including societal dehumanization, class stratification, and interpersonal conflicts. Challenging political narratives that demonize Black people is essential for genuine violence prevention. Major investments are needed for organizations led by credible messengers who can influence those at risk. Supporting programs that address the pain leading to violence offers pathways to healing and positive change. By focusing on community-driven solutions, supported by accurate data and led by trusted voices, we can build safer, stronger, and more resilient Black communities. Copyright, African Elements.